Money is not evil. At this point, you may be thinking, I get it, money is bad. As the saying goes, money is the root of all evil. In case you're wondering, that old saying does come from the Bible. However, it's a misquote. Almost every time I've heard it, it's been quoted like that. Money is the root of all evil. However, the actual quote from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 is, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. That's an essential distinction. It's the love of money and not money itself that is a problem. It's also just a root of all kinds of evil, not the root of all evil. Money itself is not evil. It's neither good nor bad. It's morally neutral. It can be used for either good or evil. The same money could be used to either feed a hungry child or feed an unhealthy addiction. But that's based on what you do with it, not the nature of money itself. And that's why the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It affects what you do with money and what you are willing to do to get money. As the preceding verse says, those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. That's verse 9. The love of money can cause you to behave unethically, to take advantage of people, to take risks that are unwise, or it can simply make you spend your life working really hard in order to store up treasure that will not last and will not make you happy while neglecting the things that are really important. If money itself was evil, the answer would be simple. Just get rid of it. All of it. Don't have any money. Most people I've found aren't that interested in doing that. And since you do have money, and probably quite a bit of it, since even the poverty level in the U.S. is ridiculously rich by the standards of most of the world, you're faced with a more challenging task: how to use that money wisely and keep it from becoming a problem. What money is. Besides looking at all the things that money is not, perhaps we should also look at what it is. Money is a tool. It is something that can be used to do work and to accomplish something. For example, it can be used to pay your bills, providing you with a place to live and food to eat. It can also be used to help others, providing them with a place to live and food to eat. As with any tool, it can be used for something good or something bad. Because of this, money is also a responsibility. It's a tool you have that gives you the power to do either good or evil, and you have to decide what to do with it. You choose how to steward it and where to spend or invest it. You're responsible for what that money does. Understanding this next reality will help you tremendously in your view of money. You have no money. All money is ultimately God's money. As with every resource on this earth, God created it and gave it to us to steward during our lifetimes. Now, that's definitely not the attitude most people take toward money. People tend to see it as their money, something they have earned on their own, and therefore something they can choose to use as they wish. Nobody gave it to me, you might argue. I worked for it and earned it on my own. I'm not saying you haven't worked for whatever money you have, and in that sense, you did earn it. But my question would be, who gave you the ability to work? How come you are able to earn that money? Again, many people would point to their own accomplishments. You are able to do a certain job because you worked hard to get an education or to gain experience and necessary skills, skills that are worth paying for. Okay, so what made you able to learn those skills? You worked hard. What made you able?